Join the Pomp and Joe Show. That's us on a Football Friday, a Donnie Football Friday, this Friday, December 12th, live at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. And we ask that you please bring some non-perishable items to be donated to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and say hello to us. I will be there producing on site. Starkey will be there. Donnie will be there at the Baseball Card Castle. We love going there. Say hello to the General. Jeff Patton setting everything up for us. But if you can't make it, you can still support by going to the Pittsburgh Food Bank website, pittsburghfoodbank.org/need, or you could text NEED, text need, NEED to 50155. Details at 937thefam.com. We've also opened up the link that we had for the charitable event that we did earlier this year for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank when we were feeding the need. Mike Tomlin on the hot seat, maybe not nearly as much. At least that's what Aaron Rodgers hopes this week.
What does it mean to get a win like this after the week that you guys have had and the week that kind of Mike Tomlin has had?
Means maybe you guys will shut the hell up for a week.
Maybe a little bit. Easier said than done, Aaron, as narratives will continue to carry on, and the truth and just the reality of where the Steelers are will carry on, where they're 7-6, and then many other divisions. If they were in the AFC East, they would not be in a playoff spot right now. If they were in the AFC South, they would still be trailing the Colts, and they'd be right neck and neck with Jacksonville, and there's Houston also in the rearview mirror as they continue to climb. If they were in the West, Denver, the Chargers, who has already beaten them, Kansas City might actually be dead now and not make the playoffs. But the Steelers are benefiting from being in the AFC North in a division where Joe Burrow didn't play half the year. The Browns are a dumpster fire. Lamar Jackson's been banged up for Baltimore, missed a couple of games, and their defense for large portions of the year has just not been good. So how did Tomlin address potentially being in the hot seat?
Like, one of those bullets was at the Bills game, fans calling for your job. Did you feel like you were in the hot seat at all last week?
Man, I've been in the hot seat for 19 years.
I don't think anybody actually thinks that's true.
Did you feel like you had something to prove to the fans at all?
I always feel like I got something to prove. Not necessarily to anyone in particular, but that's just the spirit in which I go about what I do professionally.
And I think it's a very fair way that Tomlin answered the question, because just think about if the Steelers would have lost that game to Baltimore. And for a large portion of it, really until the fourth quarter, they pushed Baltimore around. Like, it wasn't what we saw last year. Up front, obviously, the Steelers did get pushed around, yes. I mean, they gave up 200 yards rushing to the Ravens. But they didn't allow Lamar Jackson really to be able to create. Sure, that might have been because of the injury. But Lamar was not effective downfield. The secondary played well. They contained him. Alex Highsmith, game-winning sack. And I thought the offense moved the ball pretty well, where Baltimore just might end up firing that defensive coordinator. Remember, Dean Pease came in last year and helped out that defense with Orr, the coordinator, and basically not being able to put the pieces together and figure it out. Seems like he is definitely in maybe a similar Matt Canada situation. Maybe not as much noise surrounding him. At least nationally, there's not. But the Baltimore eventually is going to have to make a change there. If the Steelers would have lost that game to Baltimore, Monday night probably would have been ugly. They consistently get about 64, 65, 66,000 at games. Could there have been 55, 56? A lot more empty seats than you would expect? Tomlin expects them to be there Monday.
What do you expect from the fans Monday night?
Man, I expect them to show up, man. It's Monday Night Football in Acushnet. It's going to be a big game.
And I really don't have a problem with fans booing or chanting fire Tomlin. It can sometimes get to be a little bit excessive, but there are ways for fans to be able to state their opinion, and I fully understand that and fully get it. So the narrative, the noise, it's definitely a lot quieter this week as we approach Miami. That's just the current position that the Steelers are in. Is this the direction that you want them to be in at 412-928-9370? So Tomlin has addressed it. And Tomlin has also addressed some of the other additions that they made to the team and also what the Dolphins' defense is like, and we'll get to that. But I'm really curious your thoughts on, and you can hit us up on the text line at 412-928-9370, the fan text line. It's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Also, hit us up on Twitter. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Tweet us at 937TheFan, and you can also tweet me at Austin R. Bechtold. You can watch the show on Twitter. Over 1,000 people, over 1,100 people are currently watching the show on the live stream that is currently stated, or is currently fixated on Bob Pompieni. The Bob mannequin is taking center stage right now as the main face behind the camera. So I'm fascinated by that. What do you make of the state of the Steelers right now? Ultimately, of the point of how Tomlin has addressed it and where the team continues to trend, basically mushy middle, still, they're going to go to the playoffs. I think we can kind of maybe not safely say that, but it's as close to safe as I've been all year just because of what Baltimore still has ahead of them and what the Steelers have ahead of them in the division. It is right to write off Cincinnati. They're done. They're not going to make the playoffs. With 9 losses, I don't think 8-9 is going to win the division when the Steelers already have 7 wins. It's not going to happen. But with the Steelers playing against Miami, the Lions, tough game. At the Browns with Shedeur Sanders, I would expect them to win that. And then Baltimore again at home, which should be an advantage having to play the Ravens back in Pittsburgh, where I didn't think that they would win in Baltimore anyway. The Ravens have a lot of difficult tests. Obviously, the Steelers at the very end, they're on a 2-game losing streak now, and they have to play Cincinnati, who they lost to on Thanksgiving Day. A 1 o'clock game on the road. New England at home. The Patriots right now, one of the best teams in the AFC, have one of the best quarterbacks in the entire AFC. That's on Sunday Night Football. Just flexed. Then they're in Green Bay, having to play in Lambeau against the Packers, who are currently the number one seed. They beat their rival Bears. They're in the driver's seat to have the number one seed. And then the Steelers. So anyone that thinks, whether it's Vegas, that thinks that Baltimore should still be the favorite to win the division right now, I just think it's factually incorrect. But one thing that the Steelers did to try to improve offensively and defensively, trade away Minkah Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins for Jonnu Smith, who has basically been invisible for most of the year, and Jalen Ramsey, who I think has played pretty well in a safety role. What about Minkah, Mike? How has he fared?
I think they've been really solid in the secondary once they solidified some of their, you know, divisional labor. And I think Minkah has been significant in that regard. He's been playing nickel for them. And they've got more depth, certainly, at safety than they do at corner. And Minkah's versatility has been an asset to him. He's done an awesome job as a guy that plays closer to the line of scrimmage in the nickel position, a guy that blitzes. Certainly in base, he plays free safety and is a hub of communication and center fielder back there for him there.
And that's really something that they did not want to do with Minkah, play him close to the line of scrimmage. It was play him in center field, let him roam around, try to force turnovers there, which ultimately did not work, and basically be the center fielder in the last line of defense. They didn't play him unless it was really in the red zone where there wasn't much room for him to be able to play 30 yards off the ball. They didn't play him around the line. And because Miami has multiple safeties that they use and they're struggling in other areas, they're able to use Minkah closer to the line of scrimmage, and he's been able to thrive in that role. Find it kind of fascinating that Tom was noticing that, but never tried it himself. And he spoke about how well the Dolphins' defense has played on the 4-game winning streak.
If you look at these guys statistically over the last 5 weeks, man, they're tops in football. I think they're giving up 13.2 points per game over that span. Third down conversion rate is like at 31%. They've got 9 turnovers. I think that's second in football. And so some of the very critical statistics that measure how you're playing, they're checking those boxes, and that's why they've been the winners of 4 straight. When you keep the point total down, you take the ball away, you're good on third down. I think they're 22% TD rate in the red zone. And so they're stingy in that area as well. They're doing all the things you need to do to play really good defense. I love their linebacker tandem. Both highly productive instinct football players, volume tacklers. You better get hats on those guys if you want to make plays, not only in the running game, but just in the perimeter game, et cetera.
Tomlin really does have the ability to make a 6-7 Dolphins team that sure has won 4 games in a row, but doesn't play well in cold weather. Sure, they just beat the Jets, but not necessarily going to be a warm day next Monday night in Pittsburgh. Yeah, 21 degrees for Monday night's game. By the time we reach kickoff, it will be right around 18. 23 degrees is the high. So we know what it's like for Miami when they're playing in freezing temperatures. Will that ultimately matter for the Steelers? I think it will. Steelers are favored by 3.5 in Monday night's game. Finds a way to make the Miami defense sound like the 85 Bears. They are 20th in the NFL defensively in total yards and tied for 15th in points, tied for 16th in third down defense. They have been better defensively on third down in the last 4 weeks or so, and just giving up a 22% touchdown rate in the red zone. But the Steelers showed some things against a beaten-up Baltimore defense where that is very familiar with the Steelers, obviously, that I think that they should be able to have some success against Miami. And the fact that some of the emotion and feeling, which is real, you're not dealing with robots when you're dealing with what the Steelers are, I think it could be fascinating on Monday if they can grow the lead and ultimately end up expanding it to a point where Baltimore just really has no chance to be able to catch up. 412-928-9370. Let's hear from you coming up next. Also, this Philip Rivers story is fascinating. Is he really going to come back and play for the Colts? He's signed into the practice squad. Is he going to be activated? One insider says that he could play sooner rather than later. That's next. Also, one-star baseball free agent decides to sign in Pennsylvania but stays on the opposite side of the state. What is the state of the Pirates right now, and is there a first baseman that is drawing interest from the Pirates from the NL East that could ultimately be a key answer in the lineup? 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on the matter. Austin Bechtold with you in for Joe with his early dismissal on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.